Welcome to Big Blue Hits, presented by Hess. I'm Paul Dottino, a former Giants lineman, offensive lineman, Roman Oban. I almost called you a defensive lineman. Can you believe that?
Well, athletically, I'm good enough to play both, but offense is what I prefer.
Like in the Arena League, right?
Not quite arena.
All right, our phone number, if you want to give us a call, is 201-939-4513. In segment four, Anita Marks will join us to talk fantasy football. But right now, it's time for the Adorama News of the Day. And that means that offensive lineman David Deal takes the spotlight. Now, this is the second day in a row he's been able to practice. He has an apparatus on his right hand and thumb. Says his conditioning is pretty good, but he's got to take a strength test for his hand before the doctors will clear him to play on Sunday. Well, Roman, you played offensive line for a lot of years. How much of an issue is this?
Well, when it's your right hand and you're playing on the left side of the line, you might be a little vulnerable to get beat inside and because you won't be able to recover. So ideally, he would play more on the right side, so that gives him an inside hand dominant. But again, David Deal's played a lot of football. You know, he knows body angles and leverage and position, and it's just really encouraging to see him back. And at least whether it's some type of tight end, you know, goal line eligible tight end type situation, it's just good to see him back in action, or at least getting as much closer to playing as he has been the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely, an experienced body that could help out this offensive line that has struggled through the first 3 games. Now, we don't know where he's going to play. He said he practiced at all the different positions today during the workout, so that remains to be seen. Let's get a look at our injury list. And as you take a look at it, the Giants have quite a number of players on there, Roman. It's getting a little scary.
Well, obviously, you know, Dave Boss with his neck, you know, that's very serious. And, you know, some of the other guys, Robinson and Terrell Thomas, we've known about that knee. Tom Coughlin said that had to be managed. But as far as the starters, you know, Corey Webster, you know, some of the, you know, look at Deal again, Spencer Pacing and Cooper Taylor, you know, it doesn't play a lot. But the guys that start, and let's say you're taking out a center, and David Boss, for example, that means you have to reshuffle the line. And you're talking about an offensive line that's still struggling to find that identity of what's going to make them successful on Sunday. So that Boss injury and obviously Webster with the knee or the hip, rather, you know, those are going to be the positions that cause other things to have to move around.
You know, in talking about the offensive line injuries, Roman, at what point? I mean, like David Deal says, he wants to play and play through anything. But when you're injured, you know it's going to affect your play. At what point do you start to tip that scale when you know you're not doing the team a service by playing hurt?
Well, and obviously, when you're an older veteran and you know what to do and you can say an 80% X is better than a rookie or second-year guy that doesn't know what to do. But again, being healthy is the key. If you're not healthy, you can't help the team at all. So you just have to be able to be good enough to get it done before it goes back to, like, your knowledge of the game and all that.
Well, whoever's playing offensive line for the Giants in Kansas City on Sunday, rookie right tackle Justin Pugh says communication is very important.
You know, we got to go out there and play. No matter who's out there, you got to go out there and execute, communicate. I think that's going to be the biggest thing is communicating whoever's out there, making sure we're all on the same page. And obviously getting Dave Deal back out there today was huge. He's a very verbal guy, and it helps us out a lot out there.
Roman, it's a tough situation. Kansas City's loud.
Yeah, it is. And let's look at what happened. Let's look at around the league. The Bears, who are an undefeated team, they have two rookies on the right side and went on the road and blocked, you know, Dick LeBeau defenses with ease. So Justin Pugh is right. You've got to have communication on the road. It's loud. It's noisy. It's a hostile environment. All those things have to be done just to give yourself a chance in that type of an environment.
Our phone number here is 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. And you can give us a call, and we'll try to help you out here on Big Blue Hits. This is a Kansas City defense, Roman, that has 15 sacks. They're getting 7.5 from Justin Horton, outside linebacker. And don't forget Houston, not Horton, and Tamba Ali on the other side.
Yeah, him, Ali, you got Derek Johnson, you've got Pohl on the inside. I mean, they've got a really solid front seven as a whole. They play very physical, and those guys are typically better on the road. I mean, what they did last Thursday night against the Eagles and Andy Reid's return home, so to speak, and they play physical, they're stout. When Andy Reid took this job, you know, he was smart. He said, I'm taking a team that has a solid defense. All those years where they weren't very good, they were stockpiling these high draft picks, and all these guys just started playing well together. And now you're taking an offense in Andy Reid who already has Jamaal Charles, one of the best backs in the league. I mean, it was a ready-made system for Andy Reid to be successful. But this defense, really leads this team right now.
All right. Now, as far as the Giants are concerned, we saw the injury list a little while ago come up on the screen. Let's talk about the back seven. Pazinger and Williams are gimpy right now. They play in the two linebacker set in what the Giants have primarily used the last couple of weeks. Then you've also got to worry about Webster out. Ross is in there. How much of a problem do you think any of this is for the back seven?
Well, if the defensive line isn't getting pressure, consistent pressure with four guys, that puts added pressure on the secondary and on the linebackers, especially if they're decimated with injuries. So that's really the bottom line with that. So the defensive line really has to step up to cover up for some of these deficiencies on the other parts of the defense.
Okay, once again, our phone number here on Big Blue Hits is 201-939-4513. I'm fumbling the ball all over the place today, right, Roman. But folks, don't worry about it. We'll take a quick timeout. I'll get myself back together, and we'll fire a couple of first downs your way. We'll be back after this.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Friday, get ready for this week's showdown against the Chiefs with Giants First and 10. The 10 things you need to know before the G-men take the field in Kansas City.
Touchdown,
what's New York's plan to get back on track?
Pick up David Wilson.
What are the keys to deliver Andy Reid's first loss in KC?
He's got through 20.
Plus, an exclusive interview with Tom Coughlin, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, Harry Carson, and Roman Oben. Tackle it all. Giants First and 10, Friday night at 10 on MSG Plus.
And we are back here on Big Blue Hits, fueled by Hess Paldottino and Roman Oben. Once again, 201-939-4513 is our phone number. Let's get to John from New Jersey. You're first up on the program. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Nice to talk to you.
You too.
You know, I'm a big Giant fan, and I'll tell you, it was hard to watch last week, but I'm a Giant fan that still feels that we have a chance and a shot, and I'll tell you the reason why. If you look at the division, with Washington being 0-3, the Giants 0-3, you have the Eagles, which I still don't have a lot of faith in. I think they can lose Sunday. And Dallas is Dallas. You know, they make them up to be so good every year, and Dallas is Dallas. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that the whole NFC East, the whole NFC that it was, you know, was in the playoffs last year, have terrible records. I mean, you have the you have a couple of teams at 0-3. You have 1-2 records. Good, the Packers, the 49ers. And what I'm trying to tell you is that if we can just pull out a God's miracle win on Sunday, the Giants can turn this around because maybe luck is on our side.
Well, John, I have to tell you this. I appreciate your point, and thanks for the phone call about the NFC East being a quagmire right now, although somehow, some way, the Dallas Cowboys, and they are not a very good team, they are in first place by two games in this division. Roman, I will tell you this. Go back to the Dan Reeves era.
Right.
And
my rookie year.
There was a Giants team.
Right.
It was 0-3,
right,
and you had to live through that. And yeah. and you know it takes everything you can possibly imagine to try to get out of it.
And I think back then, that team, we didn't have a world-class, you know, quarterback, a two-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP quarterback. We didn't have the weapons on the outside. We were still trying to find an identity. And I think this team is a departure from that. But if you don't want to be lumped in, and nothing against these organizations, the Jaguars of the world, the Raiders, the Browns, if you don't want to be lumped into that group, you've got to put out a better product on the field, and you've got to have a better mindset that you're going to get it done on Sunday. Because, again, this isn't the lean years. This isn't, you know, I blocked for Dave Brown, Kent Graham. I mean, I was Giants fans, remember those years.
Sure.
And where this team has gone, where the leadership is, from the sidelines, continuity from a head coaching position, there's just an expectation that the team should be further ahead than they are and that they shouldn't be 0-3.
Now, that was in 96, Roman.
Right.
Now, 2 years before that, and I don't know how many of you Giants fans remember, but back in 1994, the Giants had a horrible 7-game losing streak, then went on to win their final 6 games and finished 9-7 and lost the tiebreaker to the Chicago Bears and did not get into the playoffs. And trust me, during that losing streak, you never thought the Giants were going to win another game. 7 in a row, but they turned it around.
Well, history only serves well if you learn from the past. And obviously there were different teams, different coaching staffs, but there's an expectation. I mean, I spoke to Colin Jenkins last week. I said, what do you like about playing for this organization? He's like, when I walk down the hallway and I'm seeing Parcells, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, I'm seeing the Hall of Famers on the wall, the expectations of that team, just like when I was at Green Bay. I mean, he's making that comparison. So, but the players in the locker room, not just you or I or fans, have to have that same belief system, or else things will continue to go the way they've gone in the last few weeks.
Well, the one problem when you're 0-3, as Spencer Pasinger knows, everybody is looking at you as a target.
Toughest things about being 0-3 is that everybody's going to come after you. Everybody's going to look at you and say, oh, this team's an easy win. They haven't been playing in sync. We can get after their offense. We can frustrate their defense. We know we can convert whatever we want. So no team is going to be light on us, and we can't be light on ourselves. If we're lying on ourselves, we're doing our city, our fans, a disjustice.
Now, Roman, on Monday, there was a players-only meeting that these guys had, and they said they kind of re-energized themselves a little bit. From your past experiences, do those things really matter much?
I think players' meetings do work because it causes a deeper sense of accountability with the players, and that's when you want the coaches out of the meeting room. You say, look, it's on us. We're the 11-on-11 that go out there on the field on Sundays and try to get it done. And hopefully, during these player meetings, it raises everyone's just level of accountability, and everyone looks in the mirror, looks at each other, saying, if I'm the left tackle, I got to get it done for the left guard next to me and the tight end on the other side or the quarterback I'm protecting. If I'm on defense, I've got to do well for the guy in front of me that I'm responsible for communicating, the guy behind me. I mean, all those things have to work. That's where player-only meetings work. And if not, it's just lip service because it doesn't translate to success on Sundays.
Yeah, and really, as Roman said, we really won't know the effect of that meeting until 4 o'clock, 4:30 maybe, on Sunday in Kansas City. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout and tell you the 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Chiefs rivalry.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chiefs rivalry. 10, the number of wins Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has over Tom Coughlin in the regular season, dating back to his years in Philadelphia. Reid leads the series 10-9, and the 19 regular season meetings are the most between any active head coaches. 9. As a starter, Eli Manning is undefeated against 9 teams in the NFL in the regular season, including 2-0 against the Chiefs. Having played each team in the league at least twice, Manning has never lost to Buffalo, Detroit, Houston, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Kansas City, Miami, Oakland, or the New York Jets, totaling a 20-0 record. 8. The number of postseason victories for Kansas City in franchise history, including its victory in Super Bowl IV over the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants have 8 postseason victories under Tom Coughlin alone, including Super Bowl runs in 2007 and 2011. 7. The Giants' longest regular season win streak against the AFC in the Tom Coughlin era is 7 games, stretching from a 2010 win at Houston to last year's victory against Cleveland. Despite being on a 4-game skid since then, Coughlin is 20-17 against the conference since 2004. That's not including his 2 Super Bowl victories against the AFC representatives. 6. The number of Pro Bowl selections on the Kansas City Chiefs roster last season. Despite their 2-14 mark, safety Eric Berry, Jamal Charles, Dustin Colquitt, Taba Ali, Justin Houston, and Derek Johnson all made the Pro Bowl. 5. The Giants will try to extend their win streak to 5 games against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Stretching back to 1998, they've outscored the Chiefs 97-43 in 4 straight wins. 4. The number of touchdowns Eli Manning has thrown in 2 games against the Chiefs. He's 37 of 66 passing for 478 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. 3. This season, Tom Coughlin became the NFL's 3rd longest-serving head coach with one team, 10 years, after Andy Reid's 14-year run with the Eagles ended. Coughlin trails only New England's Bill Belichick, entering his 14th season with the team, and Cincinnati's Marvin Lewis in his 11th year. 2. The number of losses the Giants have against the Chiefs in franchise history, both in Arrowhead Stadium. They are 10-2 against the AFC opponent, with the losses coming in 1995 and 1983. 1. There's been one overtime game in the series, which was also the last time the Chiefs beat the Giants. On September 10, 1995, Chiefs kicker Lynn Elliott made a 23-yard field goal for a 2017 overtime victory at Arrowhead Stadium, completing the comeback from a 17-3 deficit in the fourth quarter.
And welcome back to Big Blue Hits. Our number is 201-939-4513. And, you know, there's one thing, Roman, that we know about an Andy Reid team. No matter what uniform they're wearing, they're going to play tough, they're going to play hard, they're going to play well for their coach, and that's one of the reasons why the Giants need a lot more emotion.
Yeah, and that word emotion has been thrown around a lot, Paul, and to me it translates into passion. You're playing with passion, you're having fun, you enjoy what you're doing, and that passion and execution spreads to the other team. But going back to Andy Reid, he wasn't stupid by taking this job now. I mean, he got fired from the Eagles. The next day he was the head coach of the Chiefs because he had a ready, set team of talent, of Pro Bowlers defensively. He had a running back in Jamal Charles, which is unparalleled to anybody he had at Philadelphia. I mean, he had Westbrook and he had Dink and Dunk backs.
Oh, Shady McCoy's pretty
good.
Yeah,
McCoy, but he had a good physical presence who can run between the tackles and he can run routes and throw the ball. So he had the staff. And so taking that system they had at Philly, going into Kansas City, a quarterback like Alex Smith, I mean, Andy Reid has always been good at taking the quarterback and adjusting his game into what that quarterback does well, whether it was McNabb, Jeff Garcia, whoever they had. And, you know, Doug Peterson, who was with them in his system earlier, who's offensive coordinator. I mean, Reid is really the offensive coordinator. But, again, it all works well for a good formula for what Kansas City is doing well this season.
Okay, once again, 201-939-4513. And to build off this emotion that the Chiefs play with, well, the Giants need to not only meet it, they need to surpass that. Terrell Thomas says maybe the only way to do that is to get angry.
Oh, we were angry. Yeah, definitely angry. You know what I mean? We're not no team to get socked in the mouth. You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, come from tough backgrounds, that, you know, come from programs that are winning more than anything. You know, I come from a program, and Trail, Corey, Tuck, a lot of guys on the team that we're not used to losing. You know, I don't accept it. None of us do. So this definitely has to change.
Roman, I need to ask you something because you have played on some teams that did not fare very well.
Right.
Bill Parcells said many years ago, winning breeds winning, losing breeds losing. The Giants didn't finish up all that well last year, other than that win against Philadelphia here in the season finale, and they didn't play really all that well during the preseason either.
Right.
Don't they just need to feel good about a win again?
Yeah, and it really goes back to the mindset, Paul, because let's look at these first three games. They've 0-3. Let's look at last year. Last three games, Baltimore game, Atlanta game, and then you beat a Philly, an Eagles team that was, you know, mailing it in at the end of the season. So the losses the Giants have had the last six games or so they played have been pretty bad losses. You could talk about Dallas. Maybe they did better in that game and had a chance to win. But when you're not playing good football, when you're 0-3, number one, you are who you are, your record. That's what Bill Parcells always said, right?
Sure.
But again, it shows that you're not collectively putting good stuff on tape. A run by David Wilson around the left side gets called back for holding. A sack by Kiwi earlier in the game, thinking that they're going to do that the rest of the game, everyone else doesn't feed off that. So you've got to execute. You've got to be accountable. Do your job, right? Offensive lineman, as a lineman,
sure,
get a hat on the hat. You don't have to knock anybody over or have this. Just get a hat on the hat. Just do your job, and the other plays will take care of itself.
201-939-4513 is our phone number on Big Blue Hits. Roman, the thing that makes it really difficult, I think, for the Giants this week, in addition to playing a talented Chiefs team, is that this Chiefs team has no turnovers. They're not going to beat themselves. The Giants need to go out there and beat them straight up.
And let's look at Alex Smith. Alex Smith, who was criticized in San Francisco for, you know, taking...
managing the game.
Managing the game, you know, making it safe. You know, he hasn't thrown a lot of balls downfield. But again, if that system works, that builds his confidence. That's exactly what Andy Reid wants. So, but Alex Smith is also vulnerable to give up a lot of sacks. So he'd rather take a sack or tuck and run it than throw it in completion. This is where the Giants have been successful against him in the past, with sacks, with turnovers. This is what they're going to have to do on Sunday if they have any chance of winning on Sunday.
Yeah, as Aaron Ross told me in the locker room earlier this week, the Giants have to make sure they play very sound on defense because Smith isn't going to give them any charity.
No, not a whole lot. It's something that he did at San Francisco. Right. He checked it down to the running backs. The receivers ran a lot of hot routes, and it's something that we faced before. So, like I said, our D-line and linebackers have to get in those holes, get their hands up, knock the ball down, and us on the back end, we pretty much have to play tight coverage. If they catch the ball, don't let them get any yet.
Now, the Giants have only 3 sacks so far through 3 games. That's tied for the worst in the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And quite honestly, Roman, if the Giants are going to force Kansas City into making some mistakes, which could turn this game in the Giants' favor, those pass rushers got to get it done. Fulton, you're next on Big Blue Hits. Hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in reference, talking about the pass rush. Why not use some of the younger pass rushers? Because Justin Tucker's not, you know, doing it. He's a bust, I feel. And what about Moore and, you know, some of the younger guys? And they just released one guy, I think it was start with a B, Trotter or something
Tracy,
like that.
Adrian Tracy.
Right, Adrian Tracy didn't make the cut. And Roman, thank you so much for the call. Roman, really what it comes down to with Ramontre Moore is he had that big preseason game against Pittsburgh. Then he bruised his shoulder, missed a few weeks, missed practices, et cetera, et cetera. And as a rookie, Tom Coughlin doesn't like to see that. And I don't know, maybe is it time to throw him in?
Well, I think the guys that are there to get it done have to play better. JPP said that during the week. Tuck has to be better. I mean, everyone across the line has to be better. Now, the Giants had a lead in the fourth quarter, 35-17
yeah,
or something, and then now you can bring in Demontre Moore and get him a couple of rushes and bring in all these guys. But let's start with the guys that are starting, that have the starting now to play better and get to the quarterback, which they're very, very capable of doing.
Just go out and get it done. Roman Oben, we'll see you again next week. Thanks.
Anytime. My pleasure.
When we come back, it's time to talk fantasy football with the one and only Anita Marks. So stick around.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
And we're back on Big Blue Hits. Paul Dottino with now Anita Marks joining us for our fantasy football segment. But I tell you what, before we do that, B from New York has a phone call for us.
Let's go.
Anita, you ready? Let's do it. Come on, B. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Go ahead. What do you have for us?
Okay, well, this week, 3 games into the season, man, we're 0-3. It's time to give some of these young defensive linemen an opportunity to play, because I can't see the way the schedule shakes out. We're looking at 0-5.
Well, I tell you what, Anita, we've been talking about this all week on Big Blue Kickoff Live in the morning.
I'm worried about 0-6. He's a little bit more optimistic than I am. So
I mean, it's a hard decision for a coach to pull the plug on a veteran when you know they've got a good resume, but at the same time, maybe young blood is what's needed.
It's not our call. It's Tom Coughlin's call. So.
Yeah, and he's going to spend a lot of sleepless hours trying to figure it out. Hey, let's get a fantasy football, because I know that is your number one priority.
Right.
And there was a huge headline this week. Greg Schiano, the former Rutgers coach, decided he had enough of his quarterback. And that causes a lot of havoc for you FF people.
Well, not really. In all honesty, not a lot of people own Josh Freeman as their fantasy football quarterback. But they do go with Mike Glennon. Now, this is their rookie quarterback. He's been extremely impressive through training camp and at practice. The value, though, where I want to hit on is the running back, Doug Martin, a.k.a. the muscle hamster. He hates being called that.
He does.
As well as wide receiver Vincent Jackson, who's dealing with he got injured, but he's been practicing this week, limited. He's going to play. But I think their value increases because Josh Freeman, he checked himself out even before the season began. So I think this is a great change, and I think this is going to add value to the rushing attack with Doug Martin, as well as value for the wide receiver Vincent Jackson, which a lot of people went out and drafted in like the 5th or 6th round.
Okay, now I know a little bit about this fantasy game because I know a lot of folks have Cam Newton on their team, right?
Right.
And they probably have Aaron Rodgers on their team.
I would say that's safe to say, Paul Dottino,
but
yes.
But they're off.
They
so
are.
What do you do?
They're on a bye week. There's some guys out there that you definitely want to take a look at. One is Terrell Pryor, quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. They're going up into the Washington Redskins, who arguably have the worst defense in the NFL. So you got to love it. I actually have Terrell Pryor ranked as one of my top 10 quarterbacks going into week 4. You got to love him.
All right. Now, Gronkowski with the Patriots. This is a tight end we've been talking about for 2 weeks. And it's like, when's he going to come back? Is he still going to be out? You're telling me now this is a good week for him to be on the field.
Well, a lot of people anticipated Rob Gronkowski to come out in week 3. That did not happen. And it wasn't so much because of his back. It's more his forearm. But he's been practicing this week in pads, which is a great sign. You don't get a lot out of Bill Belichick. He's just not a really big fan of fantasy football. So fantasy football players who own Patriots just want to pull their hair out. But what we're hearing is that Gronk is going to play. Now, this is the big thing. They're going up against Atlanta. And Atlanta is typically very good against opposing tight ends. They shut down Jimmy Graham and they shut down Jared Cook. So Gronk's going to play. You got to put him. You got to make him active. You know he's going to get a lot of targets, but I don't know how much success he's going to have against Atlanta.
All right. Now, finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers are struggling like the Giants are, but you think there's a bright spot coming up this weekend?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. He's going to get the go, and he's going to play. And I think this is exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers need. I mean, they've just been they've had a horrible start to their season so far. And also going up against the Minnesota Vikings, they've given up over 100 rushing yards to opposing running backs in their first 3 games.
Anita, may you win in all 12 of your leagues this weekend.
From your mouth to God's ears, Paul Dottino.
For Anita Marks and Robin Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next week on Big Blue Hits.